Flags are flying at half staff in the District of Columbia today, but this is not a national or international tribute. Instead, the city is mourning one of its own. Walter Washington became the city's first mayor when the district returned to home rule in 1975. He was also the first African-American mayor of a major city. After leaving office in the late 1970s, Washington stayed very active in city life, finally helping to spearhead the City Museum of Washington, D.C., which opened this past summer. Barbara Franco is the president and CEO of the City Museum. She joins us now in Studio 3A to remember Walter Washington, and thanks very much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
In addition to being the district's first elected mayor, Washington was also its last appointed one. That appointment, as I recall, became something of a surprise.
Walter Washington told a wonderful story. President Johnson picked him to be that appointed mayor, and he actually learned about it in a very unusual way, which he was driving, I think, somewhere in the Midwest, and was pulled over by a state policeman. And he thought he was speeding, at which point the policeman stopped and said, "This is a message from LBJ. You should call the White House immediately," which he did. And LBJ was tapping him for that appointment. But it had the kind of flair that LBJ was known for.
So why did President Johnson tap mayor to be Washington to be mayor?
Well, it was a difficult position to put anyone in, and selecting an African-American in the midst of the civil rights movement to head up the nation's capital was a gutsy decision on LBJ's part. In fact, Mayor Washington remembered that President Johnson called him in and said, "Well, you know, you won't last more than a year. Those Southern congressmen are going to cut you up." And he went into it knowing that that was going to be a difficulty. But it was, I think he was tapped because of his diplomacy, because of his experience, and because he had the kind of stature that really could make that work.
This was, of course, during some of the most tumultuous times of the civil rights movement. Mayor Washington's approach, though, was not confrontational. He preferred change within the system.
That's exactly right. And I think that some of the younger and more aggressive civil rights leaders sometimes gave him sort of low grades for that, or expected more from him. But in fact, his success rate was extremely high, and I think he will be always remembered for his role in the 1968 riots here in Washington, in which he was a person who kept calm. You have to remember that the federal government has a tremendous amount of power and influence over what goes on in the district. The idea that there were riots in the nation's capital was some concern for lawmakers. And Walter Washington worked very, very hard to keep the National Guard, to keep the president from calling out troops too soon, to keep this under wraps. And I know he was extremely proud of the fact that while there was loss of property, there was no loss of life in Washington, and it could have been quite different.
Can we see a legacy in terms of his influence on subsequent politicians, either in substance or in style?
I think he really represented someone who was clearly and understood that he was breaking new ground. And I think that that in that sense, he has been an advisor to many, many, many politicians, African-American politicians since then, and certainly has been a model of someone who brought great dignity, great personal strength to every single job that he was given and every assignment that he took in this civic realm.
We would be remiss if we did not mention that he was a campaigner for full voting rights for the city, people of the city of Washington, D.C. But as we mentioned, his final project was the City Museum. Why was the city's history so important to him?
Well, I think that he was someone who really understood that certainly important things had taken place in his lifetime, and really wanted not only people who live here in Washington to know about the city's history, but really people throughout the country and the world. And I know he often told a story that he wanted to make sure that in days to come, there would be at least a picture of him in this city museum. So he was worried about his own legacy, but in fact, it is the sort of struggle for rights in Washington, D.C., which was so important to him.
Well, thanks very much for being with us today. Barbara Franco is president and CEO of the City Museum of Washington, D.C., and remembering the man who did so much to create that institution, former Mayor Walter Washington, who died today.